to.
I think people around the world, and I think most people, if you wake up in the morning in Britain, you know what's going on. You know this situation. You know you're losing your rights. You know you're losing your ability to make.
I don't think people do know that, Trent. You make a huge leap of ideas. And
why do you
just get back to this thing that the representative democracy is not what we need now? What is, instead, two questions really I have for you. One is, what is your ideal of democracy then for the 21st century? And secondly, do you think that what you did in what you call as direct protest action is something that everyone else should do? And where and when would that stop?
I'm surprised more people don't in Britain.
Do you think they should?
I write in my book about this kind of, I have a feeling, and I, you know, this. There's a kind of a Stockholm syndrome here, a kind of a cultural Stockholm syndrome, where people have been so abused for so long that they have sympathy for their, for an extreme word, oppressor.
Who are our oppressors?
It's not about names. It's about a culture. It's about a culture of how, if you stick your head up like I did, it gets chopped.
And the system, including the British police, worked very hard to make sure your head, which you put under the chopping didn't get chopped. I mean, you were saved actually by British authorities, including people who I suppose you would think of as elitists.
Nobody saved myself. There was no danger to myself. I mean, this has been made very clear in court. There was no danger to myself.